He should be on vacation, but he's not. Assemblyman Jim Wood is here with us this morning. Hello there, Jim.
Good morning. I don't think we ever take vacation.
You ought to. It's really, it's good for the soul and probably good for your constituents as well, eventually.
And eventually.
I'll tell you, I think I've talked to all of them, or at least many of them. Your colleagues in Sacramento all say the same thing about your efforts with the wildfire prevention bill, that you are the reason that there are hundreds of millions of dollars set aside for forest management in that bill.
Wow, that's very kind, but I don't see it that way. I see it as a team approach. And honestly, we couldn't have done this without the support of the governor. I think a big turning point for us was last week when we had a sit-down meeting with the governor, and he said, wow, I see what you're talking about. Maybe that money really should come from the greenhouse gas reduction funds.
Yeah.
At that point, I knew we were going to be successful.
And is there any indication on when the governor may sign it?
No, it's interesting. We never really know when the governor is going to sign things. I think he has until the end of the month, and he's going to be focused. I think certainly next week on the global climate summit that
yes.
he's hosting in San Francisco.
Yes.
So you know, it's hard to say. Could be tomorrow, could be the end of the month.
And speaking of that, we spoke with Michael Wara yesterday, who is a Stanford attorney for climate and energy policy. And he had a lot of good things to say about the bill that was just passed that we're talking about in the legislature and also about the San Francisco climate change event next week in the city. Will you be attending that, too?
Absolutely. I'll be there as a delegate, and I'm really looking forward to it. I've had that on my calendar for quite a while, and it's an honor to be there.
And a lot of times at these things, Jim, there is a significant announcement made. I'm wondering if you have any inside info on that.
You know, that's a really good point. I think I would point to potentially Senate Bill 100, which is, Kevin De Leon's bill to push us closer to 100% renewable energy. And I think that something like that, but you just don't know with the governor, and he may have another announcement for us, but surely there will be something coming out of that conference.
It's not possible for him to run for another term, is it?
No, I know that, maybe he'll run for president.
Yeah, I know. We don't rule anything out with Jerry Brown, that's for sure. And
no,
what other issues, Assemblymember Wood, were important to you and to our area that were settled before the legislative session ended?
Well, one of the things, ironically, I'm up in Humboldt County right now. I'm headed to Del Norte County to meet with tribal leaders from the Yurok tribe in Klamath, and they're hosting a group of indigenous tribal leaders from around the world. And one bill that we got across the line this year was a bill to help them with some of their restoration work and the reintroduction of the California condor, up on their land. That's just one little thing we did. But we focused a lot this year on healthcare issues, obviously, as the chair of health.
Yeah.
I was really pleased to get a bill across the line that looks at health plan mergers, that finally has some oversight on them, pharmacy benefit managers, those middlemen that make billions of dollars.
Is there regulation going to be involved in that particular subject?
Yes. We are looking at and scrutinizing. There will be scrutiny on pharmacy benefit managers that has not happened before. One of the appalling practices that happens out there is that pharmacists are in some cases are under contract to not tell their customers there's a lower cost alternative out there. Can you imagine a more ridiculous contract clause there?
No.
But it keeps pharmacists from actually telling their customers sometimes that, hey, you know what? Instead of that $20 copay, there's an over-the-counter version of that drug right over on that shelf there.
Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, the power that these pharmacy benefit managers have over pharmacies is enormous. And we need to make sure that customers are getting the best they can for the price.
Absolutely. I think everybody's in favor of that, particularly with our aging population as it stands.
Yeah.
You know, more medications are more appropriate, it seems like, every day. So appreciate
exactly.
those efforts. And Jim, appreciate you being with us this morning. We will see you next October 1st as you're taking part in the Heroes of October Golf Tournament, and thank you for that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Just tell me when, where, and I'll be there.
Okay. October 1st, I'll send you the details later today.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Very
really good. It.
Assemblyman Jim Wood of Healdsburg talking about what's happened in Sacramento as of Friday night and what he's got coming up, too.